A clampdown on foreign-owned retail businesses in Accra's commercial hub. The government says it is enforcing the law that bars foreigners from retail trade by locking up shops. It's particularly affecting Nigerian traders. Local traders are accusing Nigerians of destroying the local market, but the Nigerian retailers disagree.
We just feel that it's so draconian, it's so harsh, and it is punitive in nature, the way we say it. And we feel that Ghana and Nigeria, looking at our past history, that brotherliness, that, you know, we need to sit down and look at it and see how we can coexist, how these laws can be, even if it's not rectified, it's not put aside, or if there could be some little concession that will give room for Nigerian businesses to operate.
Ghana's law requires that foreigners invest $1 million in their business before engaging in retail trade, something the Nigerian traders want reviewed. Ghana is hosting the Secretariat of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area that it's hoped will open the market for 1.2 billion people on the continent. However, diplomatic relations with Africa's largest economy, Nigeria, has been strained after a building under construction at the residence of the Nigerian High Commissioner in Accra was demolished in June. Experts say the trade disputes could affect the implementation of the trade agreement. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra, Ghana.